Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, March 2nd, and I am reading from the New International Version. We're picking back up in the story of Joseph in Genesis chapter 45. The title in my Bible says, Joseph Makes Himself Known, and that's to his brothers, but it reminded me of VBS this past summer, and we taught the lessons about Joseph, and we used an acronym for Joseph. So if you spell out Joseph, it's J-O-S-E-P-H, and the first line we put Jacob's favorite son. So you see what I'm doing here? So just to review the story, let's go through the acronym together. The first is Jacob's favorite son. And then the O, he was owned by Potiphar. Then he was sent to prison. And for the E, he explained Pharaoh's dream. Then the P, Pharaoh's second in command. And then for today and the next few chapters, H is hero to Egypt and his brothers. Let's read today Genesis chapter 45. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now, there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there will be no plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household and ruler of all Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and say to him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Don't delay. You shall live in the region of Goshen and be near me. You, your children and grandchildren, your flocks and herds and all you have. I will provide for you there because 5 years of famine are still coming. Otherwise, you and your household and all who belong to you will become destitute. You can see for yourselves, and so can my brother Benjamin, that it is really I who am speaking to you. Tell my father all about the honor accorded me in Egypt and all about everything you have seen. And bring my father down here quickly." Then he threw his arms around his brother Benjamin and wept. And Benjamin embraced him, weeping. And he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. Afterward, his brothers talked with him. When the news reached Pharaoh's palace that Joseph's brothers had come, Pharaoh and all his officials were pleased. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Tell your brothers, do this. Load your animals and return to the land of Canaan, and bring your father and your families back to me. I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you can enjoy the fat of the land. You are also directed to tell them, 'Do this, take some carts from Egypt for your children and your wives, and get your father and come. Never mind about your belongings, because the best of all Egypt will be yours.'" So the sons of Israel did this. Joseph gave them carts, as Pharaoh had commanded, and he also gave them provisions for their journey. To each of them he gave new clothing. But to Benjamin he gave 300 shekels of silver and 5 sets of clothes. And this is what he sent to his father: 10 donkeys loaded with the best things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain and bread and other provisions for his journey. Then he sent his brothers away, and as they were leaving, he said to them, "Don't quarrel on the way." So they went up out of Egypt and came to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan. They told him, "Joseph is still alive. In fact, he is ruler of all Egypt." Jacob was stunned. He did not believe them. But when they told him everything Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts Joseph had sent to carry him back, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. And Israel said, "I'm convinced my son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." And now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 74. We'll begin in verse 12 and go through the end of the Psalm. This Psalm is a Psalm of Asaph, and lots of Asaph's Psalms are believed to be written after the fall of Jerusalem in 586 BC. So you can almost hear him grappling with the ideas of how in the world is God at work in Jerusalem where everything has been destroyed. And so the way that he wrestles with this is that he goes back to the character of the Lord and to his previous acts of salvation and redemption in history. "But God is my king from long ago. He brings salvation on the earth. It was you who split open the sea by your power. You broke the heads of the monster in the waters. It was you who crushed the heads of Leviathan and gave it as food to the creatures of the desert. It was you who opened up springs and streams. You dried up the ever-flowing rivers. The day is yours, and yours also the night. You established the sun and moon. It was you who set all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. Remember how the enemy has mocked you, Lord, how foolish people have reviled your name. Do not hand over the life of your dove to wild beast. Do not forget the lives of your afflicted people forever. Have regard for your covenant, because haunts of violence fill the dark places of the land. Do not let the oppressed retreat in disgrace. May the poor and needy praise your name. Rise up, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how fools mock you all day long? Do not ignore the clamor of your adversaries, the uproar of your enemies, which rises continually." And now let's move over to the book of John. We are in John chapter 11, verses 1 through 16. Today we get to read about the death of Lazarus. This story about Lazarus is only found in the Gospel of John, and it is such a powerful story of the Lord's ability to bring life out of death. Today we'll only read about the death of Lazarus, and then tomorrow we'll get to hear the great miracle of Jesus raising him from the dead. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago the Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you are going back?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by this world's light. It is when the person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light. After he had said this, he went on to tell them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Then Thomas, also known as Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's word together. I want to get back into praying the attributes of God. And I usually start at the beginning of the alphabet, but I'm going to start towards the end today. I'm going to start with R. And I'm leaning on some study notes and a Bible study that I have done. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Father, that you are our refuge. You are a place of safety and protection for us. You're righteous. You always do what is right and what is good. You're self-sufficient. You're not vulnerable. You don't have any needs. We have needs and we are dependent upon you, but you don't need anything. Out of nothing, you created. We thank you, Lord, that you are truthful. Whatever you speak, whatever you do is good and right. We pray, Lord, thanking you that you are wise. You know what is best and you act accordingly. And we thank you, Lord, that you are worthy of our worship. You deserve all praise and glory. And we do stop and thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed. We pray for our family, from someone whose name starts with A to someone whose name maybe not starts with Z, but towards the end of the alphabet, and all our family members in between. We pray your blessings on them. We pray your protection on them. We pray that you would draw them and us closer to you, remind us of your goodness. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You're the A to the Z. You are the one who was before the beginning, and you hold time and creation in your hand. And we thank you and we praise you and we pray all of this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.